Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
My mouse is slow, puss.
Yeah. Is it like a mouse in my garage going in circles?
It's not moving. The ball's moving, but the line ain't moving for some reason. Can you take it out and rub it and rub the ball?
And take a look at the mouse.
It needs a clean.
I don't know. I'm sorry. Put your mics off.
Have you been spilling things on it again?
No,
lately?
No, I did not. I clean it every morning, so it might be some extra sauce in there.
Oh, the residue from the disinfectant.
Yeah, but mm-hmm. I ran out of disinfectant because I started drinking it because Trump told me to.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. You can be healthy.
And he's the president of the United States, and he's the man. So I do what he says.
Good. People, the people have been doing that.
Yeah, well, yeah, they have. They have. And poison control has been a lot of calls all across the country.
It's crazy. Yeah.
Right. They have ticked up.
He's a dumbass.
What anybody that drinks bleaches,
too. There's no sarcasm when you see it.
First of all, also, if that's your defense, I know you, Craig, you don't buy into that because you're a smart, intelligent man. Mm. But if that's your defense, you're saying the guy who was 60,000 people dead is making jokes.
Well, no, first he was...
If you buy that crap... Which
what, drink bleach?
he was just making suggestions.
No, he's looking right at the doctor.
When they were covering for him, and then he said he was being sarcastic.
Yeah, which, by the way, is not an excuse, and it's also wrong. We know that's not true.
No, that's probably not a setting.
He wasn't being sarcastic.
You shouldn't just be spitballing in that setting.
No.
Yeah.
Maybe your brainstorming should be behind the scenes.
Everybody,
right.
Everybody you know is smarter than that guy.
Why can't you just shove a UV light up my ass?
I mean, ask that question behind the scenes.
Did Dad stick to the tape?
Hey, what about this? Don't ask it in front of the nation.
Yeah.
Don't even ask it. That's just a stupid thing to say. Everybody knows you can't drink Clorox.
Not everyone knows that.
No, that's right. Trumpers don't.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Is this Skin?
It is.
Hang on. I got some music for Skin.
Mr. Skin, Mr. Skin, Mr. Skin.com. Mr. Skin, Mr. Skin. I really dig that Mr. Skin.com.
And if you go to Mr. Skin.com now, you'll get Mr. Skin's Quarantine TV.
Yeah, I watched a lot of these shows. Maybe there's a reason I watched them. They're all really good shows, but I forgot that the ones I watched, yeah, there's a lot of cool boobs in a lot of these.
And, well, it's funny. You know how, like, you go to Amazon and you buy a pair of shoes, and then on the right, you know, at some point you'll, like, see only ads for shoes?
Right.
I'm sure when you go to Netflix, it just shows you only shows with great nudity.
or like some of these. I mean, I watch Westworld, and I watch – and by the way, I want to recommend – this is something – I don't know where you can get it now because it was on Cinemax, probably Cinemax On Demand or – if you didn't watch Banshee, it was one of the best shows ever. I mean, everything about that show was cool. And the nudity's great, but it's also just a great story, man. Crazy.
Yeah, and that's and what I'm doing here. So what basically, like, the two biggest questions I've been getting over the last 6 weeks, number one is, hey, can I have a free password to your website? But number two is, can you recommend some shows to watch? I literally get that from all my friends, everyone, because they think, like, I know everything about movies and television. But so what we did, and I thought it'd be fun today to do a little, give you a little taste, is we did this thing called Mr. Skin's Quarantine A TV, which is I took, like, five or so shows that are active television shows, like you mentioned Westworld, that's one, and also, like, classic shows, you mentioned Banshee, that's one, that are good shows that I think people would like, mm-hmm. but also featured great nudity, because that's what we do. But, of course, we go above and beyond the call of nudity, and we'll give you the number of nude scenes, the number of breasts, butts, babushkas. So we're doing all that for you, and you can see the ratio of nude scenes per episode and all that. So and what your commitment is. Like, we added up all the hours and stuff. So it was a fun thing. So I wanted to just to give you guys a taste. Like, for instance, you mentioned Banshee. That's on my classic TVs where you can watch the full thing.
Right.
That was four seasons. It started in 2013. It's about this criminal who assumes the identity of a murdered small-town sheriff in this town called Banshee, Pennsylvania. And I remember the pilot episode, Ivana Milicevic was in bed with her husband, and I was like, that is the most graphic nude scene I've ever seen, at least on Cinemax, for sure.
Yep.
And then that I always get asked about the girl, that the Amish girl.
The blonde. What was her name? Because she's like
Lily Simmons. Lily Simmons.
She was so a model naked and so gorgeous. Yeah, she's not a bad actress either. But she is
not at all. Yeah, she showed up in True Detective and Ray Donovan.
Yeah,
and,
she did. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, she's really gorgeous. But anyway, there you go, Banshee. So if you went to download Banshee, like, during the quarantine, you got 38 episodes. You got 52 nude scenes, 49 breasts, 22 butts, not too shabby.
So, yeah, and a partridge and a pear tree at the end there.
49 breasts?
In a bear tree. Yeah.
Did you say 49 breasts or 49 pears?
49 breasts. Pairs, yeah, breast seeds.
Okay. I thought maybe you had
you don't want to go with the odd number breast. That would be bad.
Well, if only one was sticking out, you count that way, right?
Isn't there a movie with one woman with three?
Total
Recall.
There's so many. We did a funny thing. Well, it was in our sick humor where we did, like, times where in movies where, like, in the movie Class with Virginia Madsen's right breast popped out, but nothing else. So we did a whole playlist on only right breast scenes. We called it Women's Rights. So, yeah.
Getting invented in this time.
That's a good one. All right.
Yeah, well, yeah. I don't think it's really politically correct, but it was pretty funny. But anyway. And also, like, for instance, a show that I would recommend that is an active show on the other side of the ledger is that's one, but Easy from Netflix. This Joe Swanberg show, it's about a group of friends in Chicago. They're all intertwined in some way, and it's pretty much an anthology show, though, because different people show up in different episodes. But they're this Easy is 25 episodes. They've done three seasons. But I want to tell you, they've had some of the most wild, crazy sexual things I've ever seen. So, for instance, in the first season of Easy, this Netflix comedy, Orlando Bloom, Malin Ackerman, and Kate Micucci, no pun intended, have a three-way that is so, like, that Orlando Bloom was in this is crazy. And then in the second season, Carly Schertino, the girl from SlutEver.com, did a a scene with a guy that, to me, is one of the most graphic. I almost thought I was at a like Pornhub or something when I saw this. So, anyway, Easy from Netflix. 25 episodes.
I'm sold.
Yeah, 25 episodes, 29 nude scenes, of which 8 are full frontal. It's really an amazing show, and I highly recommend it. You don't want to miss that one. So that's another one. And then like
Shameless was just huge, and a lot of great movie in Shameless, right?
Shameless, you forget, is an active show.
Right.
They've done 10 seasons, but their 11th season is supposed to come out on in November of this year. But, you know, one of the things we haven't talked about.
Are they filming it? Right.
You can't film. You cannot. Nowhere in the world can you get a group of people together to film movies or television.
No.
In fact, when I talk to our friends in the adult spaces, their problem is not getting traffic to the adult websites. Their problem is getting new content.
Right. There's going to be a lull coming up here in things that are being
released. Yeah. So you're going to say, I already masturbated this? Okay, got it.
I mean, now we're seeing stuff that was produced a few months ago, but you know, nobody can make new stuff now. So you're going to see that several months down the line.
That's going to suck.
I know. Yeah. And that's like with Shameless. They're supposed to, their 11th season and final season was scheduled to come out in November of 2020, but I just can't imagine. I mean, they film it in Chicago, and I see them occasionally, the truck set up by my office and stuff, but there's, you know, obviously there's nothing going on. So
yeah, like the new season.
I don't know when we're going to see these. Yeah.
Yeah. The new season of Fargo was supposed to debut last weekend.
But it was already in the can.
They hadn't finished up the last couple of episodes, so they're holding off and probably won't release it until November.
That's such a bummer.
Damn. Yeah.
I love Fargo.
Yeah, me too.
So, and by the way, Shameless, of any television show in the history of the world, Shameless has the most nude scenes ever, but they also had 10 seasons, but they did 122 episodes. They did 138 nude scenes. No television show ever has had 138 nude scenes. No, they're more than 138.
And they've actually been kind of slacking off the last year or so, too, so that means they added the...
And it was front-loaded, right. Say the first 8 seasons... Yeah. It was the best, and that's when Emmy Rossum was still on the show doing.
Whipping them out,
you know,
right?
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. So, I also
Shameless, by the way, has an odd number of breasts too, 125.
All right, there you go.
I know. I don't want to freak you out with that one, but I did want to mention to you guys before I forget, because doing this quarantine, but just as a side note, they released last week, and you guys know the movie well. Fatal Attraction came out, Blu-ray re-release. And I actually sent you guys a picture of my other link that
I do. Check your email. There's a second link.
Yeah, because I want to show you this because it's a great moment in cinema history. So we all know the Fatal Attraction story. Michael Douglas is married to this Ann Archer. They have a kid.
And Ann Archer's gorgeous in this movie.
Yeah, well, sometimes you get tired of banging Ann Archer.
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah, well, obviously.
That's the genius of this. So he has an affair with Glenn Close. And anyone who saw this movie, we all know, like, when we were in the 80s and 90s, if you were dating a girl and you couldn't shake her, you'd say Fatal Attraction to your buddies and stuff, right? So we all know what that is. So that's what Glenn Close was to him. But the brilliance of Fatal Attraction, just released last week, re-released on Blu-ray, is that Adrian Lin, the director, wanted you to know that Michael Douglas really screwed up, and that it wasn't about, like, if he had a frumpy wife or she was a bitch, and like, you'd be like, all right, I understand why he did this. But they show her in the first like 5 minutes of the movie. She's brushing her teeth, wearing a white t-shirt and panties. I still, without question, it's the greatest scene of a actress brushing her teeth ever. but I also say it's to me one of the great non-nude moments in the history of movies.
Yeah,
she is so freaking hot, and it's just one of the great scenes. And now it's out on Blu-ray, so you could really enjoy it. So it's awesome.
Yeah, she's nipping out pretty good there too, right? Yeah.
Yeah, but is it? Yeah.
And also, we can look at the picture of Glenn Close laying there with her boobs hanging out. Yeah.
Some people said she looked like George Washington topless. Yeah, I don't know.
I wouldn't know what that looked like, but I guess I can imagine that.
I don't know if I see that.
Yeah.
With tan lines around George Washington's boobs, though, too, obviously.
Yeah, but anyway, I love that. So that's out. And Hey, last but not least, I did want to mention this. Have we talked about Fauda? I don't really. It's not a show with great nudity, but it's a great show from Netflix.
No, what's it called? If you guys, what's it called now?
It's called Fauda, and I highly recommend this.
All right.
It's one of my favorite shows. You will love it. It's Fauda is Arabic for chaos, and it's an Israeli television show that you can easily get on Netflix. In fact, they just released the third season last week, and my guys went through it, and there was a great nude scene in the sixth episode, but I'm not talking to you about it for the nudity, just for a, if you really truly want a great show, this Fauda is, it's a show with the most incredible tension of any show I've ever seen. So it's about the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, and it's through this.
That's what I need. I need more tension in my life, sure.
Well, I know. I got to tell you, man, it's a little intense. But this Doron, this guy named Doron, he's a commander of an undercover Israeli unit, and they're Israeli special forces. They operate inside the Palestinian territories. But you see it from both sides. It's not, like, skewed, like, one side's great and the other one sucks or whatever. It is such a good show, and my wife and I went through one and two, and now we have it queued up to watch the third season. We're finishing a couple other shows, but I'm all over it. But I highly recommend it. It's called Fauda. The sixth episode has a great nude scene, and what's cool is you're not going to know the actresses because they're all Israeli or Palestinian, but, man, that ethnicity of beauty, like those girls from that region are just so spectacularly hot that you're going to love it. So when they do a nude scene, it's great, but it's not about it's not on my quarantine list, if you will.
Got it. I will check it out.
Yeah.
Thank you, brother.
Fauda.
Appreciate it.
Fauda. You'll love it.
All right, man.
There might be a naked Lebanese chick in there somewhere.
Yeah. We like that a lot. Thank you, Doc.
Yes.
Doc.
Yes.
Jesus. All right. Yeah, Dr. Skin. I'll call you Dr. Skin.
No, that's fine. During a quarantine, we're all doctors, right?
Thanks, Skin. We'll talk soon.
All right, guys. Take care. Talk soon.
You too.
We'll talk to Skin tomorrow.
Or in 2 weeks.
Or in 2 weeks. Yeah. It'll feel that way. Well, we're all opening up here. Nebraska's opening up on May 4th. I don't know what that entails. I tried to read a couple of articles about it, and I didn't know. I didn't understand if you have a restaurant, you have to have a seating area. I'm thinking, well, what about bars? Because a lot of bars have seating areas where they serve food.
It's a mess.
Yeah, well,
you can't sit at the bar.
I understand that, but a lot of bars have waiting areas. I mean, have restaurant areas. I mean, even sports bars have a big area where you eat.
Yeah. I'm unclear of the logistics, and I'm sure the people who put this all together are unclear of the logistics.
Yeah, I don't know. You're just throwing it out.
I don't think anybody's explained the rules to them.
No. I tried to read something in the local rag this weekend, but it was confusing, the article.
I think it coincides with the rise of cases, so we can really embrace this.
Yeah. We are actually going upwards, so I'm sure.
All I know is
Dr. Mina ain't happy about it.
When we're going protesting on, is that Friday?
At the state capitol, Lincoln, Nebraska.
I got to leave my Nazi flag and my Confederate flag and my Trump flag at home. And I can't bring my AR-15.
That's hilarious. Why even go?
I know.
That's what I was
thinking. Hell's the point?
That's what I was thinking.
Are you sure you can be safe in public without an AR-15?
I don't think so.
No, you can't. Mm. If you have a small penis.
I mean, if the previous demonstrations were any indication, no, you cannot.
It's your rights to hang your small penis gun around your neck.
Well, good luck.
They're protesting at this Friday?
Yeah, I saw the sign.
That's the plan.
Why? There's not even... What are they protesting?
I don't know either.
I know. Why are they protesting?
There's no mandate here.
There's no mandate here at all.
Since they're going to open up anyway. Why are you protesting on the 1st when the plan is to open up on the 4th? Your mission is already accomplished.
I need a haircut today.
I still don't know what it means by opening up yet. We'll find out Monday, I guess.
Got a little more insight from...
Is Kansas opening up?
Don't say my name about the beef industry. A little behind on today's show. Just wanted to give you a little insight from beef country. Work in the ag industry, and we haven't slowed down at all. I live in a small city, population of the entire county, and I think I'm being generous, 35,000 people. April 9th, we had 2 cases of the COVID. Today, just over 2 weeks later, I expect us to be around 500.
Wow.
When the county releases today's numbers. We have 2 major plants here that supply a quarter of the beef for the entire country.
Is he in Iowa or Nebraska?
I think it's Kansas.
Oh, Kansas. Okay.
We have outbreaks at both packing plants, which our health department and the governor are closely monitoring. In fact, 99% of the testing we do, lost my spot here, oh, is only for packing plant workers. But unless S gets really crazy, plants won't close, and people will not take time off when they're throwing money at them to show up. One of the two is offering a $100 cash bonus for completing 40 hours of work. When they realized that wasn't working, they upped it to $500. So as long as money is the incentive, and you don't have to worry about a beef shortage, the beef industry practically prints their own money.
I got
plants pay too well, and they are the biggest employer in the area. I know cattle is what keeps me in my job. I'm essential, and I'm grateful. But I hate the cost of human lives.
Yeah.
Sorry to be such a downer. That's all I have. Yeah. Thanks for keeping me sane, making me laugh. Alexa, order dildos. Don't say my name.
Thank you, man. Thanks for being on the front line.
There's your beef update.
Need your beef.
So that's not Alexa, order dildos.
No.
Because there's a Deadpool player with that name. So if he says, don't say my name, he wouldn't sign it.
That's right.
Oh, could be.
Is he Alexa,
so
order
we could
dildos?
Rule that out. It's not Alexa, order dildos.
Yeah, you got any Deadpool hits, too. Nothing major coming up recently.
It's always a missed opportunity when somebody dies and nobody had him.
Yeah.
It is.
A Michigan lawmaker is apologizing now, reversing track, after wearing a face mask that resembled a Confederate flag during a vote on Friday.
It was, wasn't it? I saw it.
Or did it just resemble?
Well, if it
he says it resembled
it. Like it looks like one. It's the same thing. It looks like a Confederate flag, which would resemble it.
At first, he denied any connection between his mask and the Confederate flag.
Michigan, by the way, fought in the North.
Yep.
It's crazy.
He said that his wife made the face mask for him, and it was not a Confederate flag. He said that even if it were a Confederate flag, it represents a part of our history, and we should be teaching about the atrocities that happened during that time so it doesn't happen again. He said the
losers,
mask,
in other words.
Well,
no, you don't teach the atrocities by wearing a Confederate flag over your face.
He told WLNS the mask was a pattern similar to that of either the Kentucky or the Tennessee flag.
Once again, he's sucking up to a state he doesn't even represent to keep his voters. Oh, I got to be real nice about the Confederate flag up here in the North.
He did apologize.
Or maybe
his
racist supporters.
His racist supporters.
He says his actions were an error in judgment for which there are no excuses, and he will learn from this episode.
That's right. Those guys tend to learn their lesson.
The racist?
Yeah.
All the time.
He said he's sorry.
Yep.
Sorry for his choice of pattern on the face mask. He did not intend to offend anyone.
Well, you wore it.
But he realizes that he did, and for that, he is sorry.
I felt bad for a kid. During watching the draft, they show like high school footage of these kids, and one of the kids, it's like Robert E. Lee High School. Oh, God.
And he's a brother, too, right?
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, I think I saw that one. It was in Alabama somewhere.
And they ain't changing that
name.
You don't
walk by that? Yeah,
they
every
ain't
day.
Changing that name.
No.
No. The Rebels, too, I bet, too. Robert E. Lee Rebels. They gotta be. They gotta be. Gotta be. Mr. Skin joined us. Check it out on the podcast.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.